This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Francisco?
Breaking news.
From Rap Sheet. Giant star running back Saquon Barkley is planning to sign with the Eagles.
There it is. Bang!
That's what we do around
here.
They
got him.
Howie season. That's what we do around here.
3 years, $37 million.
Don't ever, ever, ever disrespect Howie Roseman. Ever. Any of you out there. When I say it's Howie season, it's Howie season.
Wow.
When I say it's Howie season, it's Howie season.
Wow. 3 years.
Howie season.
Howie season. They actually paid a running back. Weep. Where are all the pay the running back people now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Saquon.
$26 million guaranteed. Could be up to 46.7.
Ooh-wee.
Wow. Now beats the franchise tag number. He's the second highest paid running back in NFL history.
Ooh-wee.
Howie doesn't pay running backs.
But Howie doesn't pay running backs.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Ooh, listen, hold on. I got to quit smiling ear to ear. Because quite frankly, when I'm right about something, I'm going to let you know that I'm right about something.
Mm.
This was the first free agent that I wanted before free agency even started. This was the dude that I wanted for this offense. Saquon Barkley. I got two words. We are.
No, we're not doing this. We're not doing we are. Can we get fly, Eagles fly, or go birds? I mean, anything, but we are. Wow. Get in now, 215-592-9494. Saquon Barkley is an Eagle. Tiki Barber, shove it.
Bigger addition, Spike or Saquon? Spike or Saquon?
Wow.
Spike.
Spike.
He's going to be here longer.
Look, I know we've discussed.
Cheaper, too.
We've discussed on the show so far.
I hope so.
Yeah. worth every penny. We've discussed what Saquon could be, but I think it's worth repeating right now with them adding him. In adding Saquon Barkley, they now have arguably a top five running back, a top five receiver in A.J. Brown, another arguably top 10 receiver in Devontae. Jalen has shown he can be top five.
Mm.
You add this type of weapon to the offense, and it's going to make everybody better. Saquon has shown he can catch it out of the backfield. He is one of the best pass blockers in the league, which cannot be understated. Last year, everyone, why is Rashad Penny not playing? He can't pass block. Why is Kenny Gainwell out there so much? He can pass block. Now your best running back is also your best pass blocker. This will allow Kellen Moore to do a lot with him in the offense. They'll split him out wide. He can be a three down back. You're not giving him this money to take him off the field. I think this is an outstanding signing.
Mm.
Any spurn New York, once again.
Yes.
Anytime. To come here. I love it.
Listen,
I love it.
Now
another person leaving New York to come to Philadelphia.
A real sports market.
Once again, proving that Philly is better than New York.
Bring Xavier McKinney with him, too. Also.
Oh please.
Yes. Listen, I don't want to get you too excited. Woo. I mean, you don't need John Johnson right now. You are fully ready to go, and I love it. Also, just officially put this on the record,
yes.
Because he's an Allentown kid. Allentown counts as one of us now.
Yep, yeah, there you go.
It's an hour and a half away, but don't care. Don't care. Big day. I mean, wow, Saquon Barkley. You're talking about a dynamic talent.
Yes, sir.
I mean, people will bring up DeMarco, right? I mean, people will say DeMarco Murray, they paid him each money. Like, it's just different players. DeMarco Murray was slower.
Different points in their careers, too.
Different points in their careers. Like,
by the way, DeMarco went to Tennessee the next year and led the league in rushing.
And he led the league.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I blame that on Chip, quite honestly.
So, I mean, on paper, This is like, what, the best Eagles offense of all time?
Come on, bro.
I mean,
come on, bro. It's up there.
It's pretty it's ridiculous.
It's up there. It's up there. Now, we about to cook.
I mean, as long as, you know, Jalen can hold up his end of the bargain. There it is. There's the play. No, that was Reddick, dude.
Oh, was that Reddick?
No, it's Nolan Smith.
Oh, God.
Oh, great. Awesome. Sick. We got an issue.
I blame Matt Patricia for that.
It's all right. Hey, Bryce.
Yeah, yeah. Why is Nolan Smith guarding?
Because they made him a linebacker in the, towards the end of the year.
I kind of suggested that, too. Yeah, well, that was not a good suggestion.
We only talk about your Saquon-ness, you know, the Saquon-ness of this whole thing. I mean, you're talking about a video game offense. I mean, it's a legitimate video game offense.
Well, but that is a good point. At their best, look, they were seventh in the league in points last year.
Oh, who could forget? Right. Yeah.
But this does make Jalen's life easier.
Without a question.
When the opposing defensive coordinator has to worry about who's in the backfield, that run option becomes a lot more dangerous. I think you can't just crash down on the quarterbacks. You have to worry about Saquon leaking out. The top priority this offseason had to be making Jalen's life easier. It had to be getting Jalen back to the player he was in 2022. And that's still on him. Like, he has to improve.
Right.
He has to be better. But for all the go at on defense people, which makes sense, and they have done that, this team is only going to get back to the Super Bowl if Jalen improves. And this signing helps Jalen improve and get back to that player.
Also, I mean, like, we just talked about it earlier in the segment or last segment. I mean, it's so eerily similar to the McCaffrey thing. Like, people would say, McCaffrey, yep, why would you do that? Like, running back, this. You go at, if Saquon Barkley was just labeled as a weapon, right? If you an offensive weapon versus a running back, I think it'd be a totally different story. But he's labeled as a running back, so people get scared by it. They just added another dynamic weapon to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. Now, obviously, the offensive line has to also – I mean, you did lose Jason Kelce.
Yep.
So,
all right, Juergens, let's go.
Cam Juergens.
Let's go.
Again, John Runyon Jr. Now, hold on.
Hey, we still got John Runyon Jr.
If Saquon's out there, if Saquon just signed, I mean, come on, Kelce.
Come on back.
Come on, Kels. I know.
No, not after last week. He better not come back ever after that.
We'll race the 41-minute speech. None of that happened. Richie never cried. Like, we got a Super Bowl to win, pal. Like, where are we going? Where are we going?
You're supposed to have to cry. You stole!
No.
You are really frazzled in there today.
It's a big day for him back there. He's in the breaking news booth.
He's saying,
well, I really wanted to hit that one, and I should have hit the Richie one.
Yes,
but
whenever
why?
He
I know.
References
Do you
Richie,
want it now?
No!
But, why, but why'd you play the Kelce, it's the whole team thing?
Well, I was going to say do that after you talked about Kelce, but yeah. I know.
I mean, have a feel for me.
Well,
one
it's
time.
Just one mistake.
One? Okay. Well, I hope it's just one. The best 26 in Philadelphia history is now here in Saquon Barkley.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Aaron's in Mount Airy. What's happening, eh?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up,
eh? That breaking news it threw me off because I was about to come in and straight up this that Bryce Huff signing. But
why? Why? Problem. Why?
Because he's not a three down player. Mm-hmm. He's not. Like he's not a three down player. But but the Saquon Barkley signing got me excited. I texted to my son. He had school. We responded to him. He got really excited. But you know what? Right quick. Y'all gonna talk about that all the time. I gotta do what I do. I gotta hide that show right quick. Listen.
What are you doing right now? Are you outside in the wind tunnel?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I appreciate the honesty there. It has been insanely windy.
It is very windy, and I'm up and I'm in the mountains right now. Do not disrespect Robin Givens, but this is what I say.
Oh,
right?
Oh my God, Robin Givens. They signed Saquon Barkley. Can we get back to the Robin Givens show next week?
No, we don't get back to Saquon Barkley the rest of the week. I gotta say this. Like I got a good ear for like whether someone's, you know, I knew that was a dark brother. I just knew. I get a feeling that Corey is like us. He's a dark brother. He's probably a little husky dude. Let me tell you something. If we had the status to get next to Halle Berry, she wouldn't want nothing to do with it. She don't like dark brothers, man. Like, she don't. So let's leave.
I've seen Corey. Corey is not dark skinned.
Oh, he's not? Okay,
no.
Well, he can have Halle Berry. But me, I want Robin Givens. And Spike was correct. There's a difference between being sexy and beautiful. Halle Berry's beautiful, like effortlessly. Rihanna is sexy. how she dresses, her whole appeal. Oh, it's a complete, like, it's completely.
Yeah, I'm starting to react to you. My wife could definitely be listening easily. Yeah,
I'm looking up Saquon stats.
Yeah, we're busy. We get back to football, or we thirst over Robin Givens right now, or Halle Berry.
Yep, and we're going to the Super Bowl. Off of that Saquon Barkley sign, because, like, we do not need a great defense. We need a great offense in the NFC. We need a great offense in the NFC. Because the great defense over there in San Francisco, how many Super Bowls have we won?
That'd be zero.
We won the Super Bowl with a great offense. The defense got smoked in the Super Bowl, and we went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and the offense was carrying the game.
Sure. And an easy schedule and no competition in the playoffs, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's for OG Wade. But
no, all right, it's all good. Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Diana Racine.
I was about to say it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. She just tweeted out, the Eagles aren't done, ...
It's going to be Xavier McKinney.
Woo!
Yeah, they're going to get Xavier McKinney.
My boy is cooking.
Yeah. He really is. Bad news, though.
What?
John Runyon Jr. has signed.
What? Oh, who?
The New York Football Giants. So you lose one.
Would you make that trade, John Runyon Jr. for Saquon?
Well, I hope that Tyler Steen can play guard, or someone can play guard, because they actually do need a guard next year. No doubt about it. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. It's the afternoon show. We are rolling along. Diana Racine just tweeted, the Eagles aren't done yet. So
we're going to the Super Bowl.
Do not change. Do not leave. Do not go anywhere. Howie is cooking. If there's anything, we will bring it to you immediately.
Rebuild my ass. Play the young players hell.
You still worried about 2025, Jack? Or?
This is all about 2025.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said,
he'll still be here.
Yeah, he will still be here. Yeah, who's to say? Elliot, they've got a young edge rusher, too.
That's a good point.
Yep. So, listen, not all about next year, all about 2025. 215-592-9494. Saquon Barkley is an Eagle. Bryce, not Josh Huff, is an Eagle. It's a big day, and according to Diana Russini, the Eagles aren't done yet. Don't go anywhere. React to it all. Coming up next on the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.